This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is Michael. I am calling from Huntington Park, California. And I have a little ghost story for you. Let me just give you a little background on his. The gentleman was named Mr. Lance Harvey. He was probably in his late 70s. He was one of the most kindest and gentlest human being that you can ever meet. Kind of guy that would give you his last dollar. Super human being. Just a little backstory from him. He was a gentleman that loved to entertain. He loved to sing, loved to play his harmonica. His karaoke was the thing that he loved to do. He could never pass up an instance of singing for somebody or just doing something like that. Tell you a little story. Little funny story about him. He went to this one place for a karaoke, and in the parking lot he fell down and scraped up his face pretty badly, and before he would go to the hospital he had to sing his karaoke. So after he sang, he had somebody drive him to the hospital and they stitched him up a little bit. So that's just how who he was. His entertainment came before anything else. But again, a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. A little more story about him. Probably around 6 months before his death, he had to have an oxygen tank with him. He never had that before, but unfortunately, I guess with his breathing issues, he had to have an oxygen tank. He was in a wheelchair, so he would just either prop the oxygen tank on his lap or put it in the back, and he would have it. And it was, you know, just something that, unfortunately, it just got worse as he got older, as the days went on, months went on. And he basically died of congestion heart failure. Very, very sad. I was very, very, very hurt, and still am to this day, because he's just such a wonderful person. And on the day of his funeral, I was there, and I was sitting in one of the pews, and there was a couple people sitting beside me to my left, and I was just kind of leaning over, just kind of a little depressed of what, you know, why I was there, I wish we weren't having a funeral for anybody. I wish he was still alive, but I was very, very depressed, and I felt somebody sit in the same pew as I was, probably 3 seats over. I guess the pew must have moved a little bit because I just remember somebody sitting down. And I looked over and I saw an oxygen tank, and I looked away really quickly. The first thing that came in my mind is just that I didn't want to be rude to stare at anybody who had that, who had an oxygen tank over them. I didn't think I wanted to be rude. I was staring at them or, you know, making fun of them or any for any reason. So I just kind of looked away real quick. And I did not look back until the end of the service. And that was probably good, just maybe a good 20 minutes left into it. And number one in my thing, in my mind, once the service ended, I was going to look over to see who had an oxygen tank. It was just really, really strange, you know. And I looked over and nobody had an oxygen tank. I said, wait a minute, there's just no way that could be. I saw it. So I said, well, maybe they just got up and moved, and they're probably not going to move too fast. And, you know, I'm just going to walk around, and I'm going to find the person that had it. And I never saw anybody have an oxygen tank. I looked. I got up really quick for that reason to look. And I know nobody left because I even walked outside to see. And nobody had it, and it just blew my mind. And I'm always a big believer that you do go to your own funeral. I really do. I think when you die, you go to your own service or whatever they had for you, if it's either a big funeral or just a get together or whatever they have for you. I always believe that you go and you see the people that are mourning you and you see your friends again. But I never did. Nobody had an oxygen tank. I do believe in all my heart that he sat. He probably wanted me to see it to let me know that he was there. And it just really, really blew my mind. It made me happy, though, too, to know that he was there. And because, again, what a wonderful human being. I do have a question for you, just on your thoughts. Do you, too, the Brewskis, believe that when we do pass on, whoever type of service that you have for that person, that you do go to that service? It's just a question of what you guys think. I'd be very, very interested to hear what you guys are saying regarding of seeing the oxygen tank and nobody was there with it. And that's, you know, that's what Lance had, you know, before he passed away, was an oxygen tank that he never had before. But like I said, as it got worse, I guess the doctors figured he would have to have that.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.